Tablet 5. By becoming more and more familiar with the influences of the three gunas, he realized that it is the power of the tamaguna which crudifies the consciousness and results in self-centeredness. This creates the great feeling of separation as I. So, through meditation, he started to realize the reasons for his ups and downs, and his spiritual forces began to be awakened. Also, he realized that whenever he is in an environment with much tamasic force present, he is influenced to be more self-centered, and again the unhappiness increased. So he realized that a proper environment is essential for his happiness and progress. As he came to higher consciousness and felt one with his environment, he realized many other unit consciousnesses were also lost. A desire arose in him to help them understand the things he had realized, and also, through helping others, he could create more sentient beings around him to establish a better environment, sentient environment. So he engaged himself in helping others to come to higher consciousness. He later realized not all would listen. These unit consciousnesses were so lost and self-centered that they would not be guided, but instead go astray. Eventually, a few became attracted and showed readiness to go through the struggle to reach higher consciousness. He created greater concentration to help those who would listen. In doing so, he forgot about himself, and with this, a great joy was felt. He realized that true joy would not come by thinking about the self and always meditating on I, but by sacrificing, not being self-centered, to bring others to higher consciousness and to create the desired environment. He then intensified his efforts, and in the process, some of the unit consciousness that he was helping started to progress. He began to feel how great he was to have sacrificed so much to help others. Also, when they would not progress as he liked, he would become discouraged and unhappy about why they were not evolving as he liked, despite all his efforts. Eventually, a great realization came to him that even being attached to the result of one's actions is a hindrance on the spiritual path. So he did the sacrifices and tried to help others reach higher consciousness with the highest possible effort, but he surrendered the result to the Lord. With this, neither the feeling of false greatness was created, which results in superiority feelings and furthering self-centeredness, nor was there the discouragement about why the result was not as expected. Later on, a greater realization came to him that even in surrendering, there is still an I left, as I surrendered to the Lord the result of my action. But with submission to the Lord and letting him do the action, sacrifice, through him, then there would be no I left, and the doer, the things done, and the one for whom the things are done, become one. Then the unity is complete. So no false ego and no anxiety would be created, and he was free of any bondage from his actions. Submission also means contentment with whatever God does to us. We do our best to do His will, but we are content with the result. However, to be submissive to the Lord by dissolving the I into Him and letting Him do the actions all the time is a great task. The ego comes in, the ideation is forgotten, and the I becomes the doer again. Therefore, later on, the attachment to the result appears, and with it, either false pride or discouragement occurs. He realized that he should submit himself to the Lord all the time. But if he forgets to do that, then he should surrender the result later on, or whenever he realizes that he is becoming attached to the result of his actions. This is the path of detachment, or renunciation. With these realizations, he started helping the lost consciousnesses in his immediate surroundings and disregarding the ones out of that immediate environment. Also, a great feeling of possessiveness of that environment was created in him. However, as he came to higher consciousness, he realized more and more that everything is God. So he understood then that he could not love only a part of him and hate the rest. So he extended his love and efforts towards the whole universe. With this, he expanded his mind, shattered all narrowness of the mind, prejudice, and misunderstanding, and freed himself from all evils related to them. He became a universalist. With meditation, reflection, concentration, etc., he awoke his spiritual forces. He also realized that a proper environment is necessary to progress to higher consciousness. Without sacrifice, creation of such an environment is impossible. He also realized that even being attached to the result of one's sacrifice or action will create bondage. So the result should be surrendered to God, or one should become submissive to Him. Furthermore, he recognized that attachment to a small portion of the universe would create narrowness of the mind. Therefore, he became a universalist. With this, he expanded his mind and destroyed all narrowness of the mind. With all these realizations, he became a dynamic spiritual force in the universe. Through intensifying his engagement in helping others to reach higher consciousness, little by little, he dissolved his ego into the universal ego.